In this large, vast society and world that we live in, we'd be amazed if we paid attention to how much stuff happens so close to home. In Psalm 15, it opens up by raising the question, Lord, who may enter into your sanctuary? Or who may enter into your presence on your holy hill? In verse 3, it picks up by saying, those who refuse to gossip or harm their neighbors or speak evil of their friends. You see, in this verse, the word evil refers to the intent of an individual. They intentionally are trying to muddy, pollute, destroy, or dictate a negative adverse reaction to a person's life, family, or business. It carries the idea of personally inflicting misery or distress. The concern of this passage is that it's not some random act of violence that was inflicted on the person. It was intentional by someone close to you. A neighbor is not just a guy residing across the alley who infuriates you because they have an unruly barking dog. No, a neighbor is someone who you're in close proximity to, someone you know pretty well, someone you interact with on a regular basis. You've probably heard the statement that most violence occurs within interpersonal circles of families and friends. And here's the reality of life. There's a great temptation of the human soul to nurture ill will, to coddle negative emotions, and play out hurtful behaviors. Did y'all hear that? And the psalmist is so clear. Lord, I just want to enter your sanctuary. I just want to be in your presence. And God responds so clearly. Then refuse to gossip, harm your neighbor, or speak evil over your friends. Family, have you ever paid attention to your reactions? Because right now, most of us can recall a severe reaction that someone unleashed on a spouse or someone that irritated you. And you can recall a severe outburst or response to someone who you know and you deal with on a regular basis, like a child, a church member, a coworker. These are called reactions, and reactions not only can hurt, threaten, or just become plain irritations, they can literally ruin you. Family, today, I want you to see how close these reactions are, because sometimes the very people that we hurt are those that are closest to us. Make sure that this be a week that your reactions signify that you are a person of peace, love, happiness, and joy, and not one who intend to do ill to those closest to you. Lord, we know you have the power, and we have the desire to follow you. In Jesus' name, amen.